Dusty and Mac with this week's edition of Start, Bench, Cut.
Welcome back into Fesco and Dusty, 9 o'clock. Flying by, man. Just absolutely flying by. Royals again, action tonight, 6:40 against those Buccos. Did you know that was the nickname for the Pirates? Mac Morey.
Did not.
Kay. You didn't? Do you know why it's called the Buccos?
No.
Because they're Pirates. The Buccaneers. The Buccos.
Gotcha.
Do you know why they're called the White? I'm kidding. So, Burns on Deck show tonight, starting at 5:30. Be sure you're listening to that.
Do you know why the Royals are the Royals?
Oh, yeah. Damn it.
I know the Chiefs, but I don't know.
Tell me. I'm going to hate myself. Go ahead.
They're named after the American Royal.
Dang it.
Do you know why the Chiefs are called the Chiefs?
Yeah, I do. And I just said I
do. Former politician, they called him Chief.
Yes, yeah, Roe Bartle.
So
he founded a hall.
Yeah. Roe Bartle. So we get into
Name the Royals the Kellys if they end up in Overland Park.
What? Named after the governor and it is Amazon Prime Day. Somebody says real quick before we get to Start Bench Cut, brought to you by Jace Southland Tow. Get in the know with Jace Southland Tow. 913-586-7965. We spend way too much damn money on coffee. 7 Brew, Starbucks.
Yeah.
They're getting a portable espresso machine. They spelled espresso. Espresso machine.
Probably voice to text.
And a cold brew maker, $200, which is $20 coffees I drink. So you knock out all your... I will say the espresso thing is, it's very nice, and I'm sounding contradicting because the Blackstone people will say, oh, you get a Blackstone, you use it for like the first month, they never use it again. Lies.
They use it all the time.
And I don't know about the espresso machine, but I do know that every Saturday I try to stay local and go to Whistle Stop Coffee in Lee Summit. I feel like if I had an espresso machine, that'd be my Saturday splurge. I'd get up, make it, because they say the biggest B about the espresso machine is having to clean.
Clean, yeah.
It's all those little fine parts, and then if one thing misses and whatever. But I definitely get down with the, you know, saving money and getting all that sort of stuff. So we'll start with the text.
I brew sun tea every other day to save money.
How many Lipton bags?
Five.
Five?
Yeah, you put five. You can buy a box of Hy-Vee tea bags for the same price as one cup of iced tea.
Okay.
Out. You know? You go to a coffee shop, you spend $4
on it. Cut up lemons and put it in there with it?
I don't like lemons. I do lime in my iced tea.
That's right. Yeah. So the text line starts us off with a Start Bench Cut. They said Blackstone, grill, or smoker?
That order.
Yeah.
For me, yeah. Start the Blackstone, bench the grill, cut the smoker. Because I don't have a smoker. And I just, you've tried to convince me of this one.
I had a 5-minute conversation with your wife.
I know. I just don't feel like our family would utilize it.
And I gave you the product. And you guys are like, these are some of the best ribs we've ever had.
I know.
I'm like, I didn't do anything.
I know.
Don't give me credit.
I know.
Yeah, I would start the grill just because I'm stuck to it. I'd bench the Blackstone. Because I still think I use my grill more, but I use them both. It is both. Yeah. One night it's burgers and brats on the grill. The next night it's Phillies on the Blackstone. Then I'll go back to salmon on the grill. Then I'll go back to pork chops on the Blackstone. So, yeah, that's 50-50. But I think at the end of the day, if you did a poll on it, I'm probably 60-40 grill to Blackstone. Smoker I use maybe 5 times a year, but it's worth it.
It is, right?
First Chiefs game, throw 2 slabs of ribs on at 6 o'clock in the morning. By about 3:30 when they kick off, boom, there you go.
See, I use the Blackstone about 80% of the time. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's even more than that. And I will say this. I'm glad Mac took my gas grill because it's reopened the charcoal grill for me. And I'm using that more now.
Nice.
Now they complain, oh, it tastes like whatever. I'm like, look, I used the wrong charcoal because it was the only bag that I could find when I needed it. And it was like some hickory flavored and it really did have the flavor. I didn't think it would as much, you know, so I got to get back to the regular charcoal.
But. There you go. And you're not going to, I'd much rather use the Blackstone when it's 98 degrees outside and you want something to eat as opposed, you're still going to sweat your, you know what?
Oh
off.
Yeah.
We talked about it earlier with a snack wrap being released on July 10th at McDonald's, a version of a spicy and a ranch one. So I go with these wraps. Snack wrap, bubble wrap, Will Smith wrap.
Well, I'm going to start the bubble wrap. I'm going to bench the snack wrap.
Are you a popper with it?
Yes, because the bubble wrap will bring me hours of enjoyment. The snack wrap is like 3 bites and you're done. The bubble wrap will keep me occupied all day. And then Will Smith, like I said, he's getting worse with age.
Yeah, we would always get the bubble wrap. My mom would say, you've got 3 minutes. And then once the 3 minutes are up, she'd pull my wrap. So we'd just sit there. or if you ever walk across bubble wrap,
oh yeah,
that's a euphoric feeling you can feel in your plums. I would start the snack wrap, bench the bubble wrap, and I don't need any more Will Smith rap. I didn't need any more Will Smith rap after the Men in Black song. That's his best one. Yeah, just retire there.
Yeah. Like, I'll the song Summertime comes on a lot now, and I'm just like, oh, God.
Wiki Wild Wild West, Jim Rest, Desperado, don't want nada.
I'm the Will Smith defender on this show, I think. I'll bench him. I'll cut bubble wrap. I'll start the snack wrap.
Just keep my wife's name out your mouth. We go to the Royals. What you'd like to see continue or happen? Vinny, Sal, and Bobby stay hot. Cags all of a sudden lives up to the hype. Or Noah Cameron is a Cy Young candidate.
Okay, so I'm going to go Vinny, Sal, and Bob staying hot. I'm going to go Noah Cameron, Cy Young, and then I'm going to go Cags lives up. And the reason I'm going to go Noah Cameron and I'm going to bench him is because I want them to be able to trade Lugo for a bat. And if Cameron continues to pitch like this, then there's no reason you can't trade Lugo and get better where you are not good right now.
Yeah. I'm going to start Cags up to the hype because the one thing you need is an outfield bat. Why not finally have it be homegrown and it actually works out and the hype lives up? It would thrive for ticket sales. I was telling you earlier, his Bowman First Chrome Auto sold a month ago for $1,300. One sold yesterday for $685.
That's huge decline, bro.
Big decline in that card game, which is a big, big focus.
But I still think, though, in order for this team to win, Vinny, Sal, and Bobby need to stay hot.
Yep, I'm gonna start the Cags. I'm gonna bench the Vinny, Sal, and Bob because I think if just one of them or two of them can stay hot, then they could be fine. I know three of them staying hot would be immaculate. And I like Noah Cameron's story. I think it's great, but I think you have enough arsenal in your starting rotation that he doesn't need to be a Cy Young, right? He just needs to be Noah Cameron. I mean, 11 starts. 2.56 ERA. One of the best 11-game starts for Royals in the history of the pitching staff.
I can't believe he's had 11 starts already, too. And he's still dominating. That tells you he's legit.
He's found it. I mean,
he's got 11 games in, dude.
He gave up a piss missile to Judge and Ohtani and then settled down after giving up both those home runs to those two superstars. Yep. He's faced Ohtani and Judge in his first year from St. Joe, Missouri.
I mean, he's been unbelievable. You can't now just say he's a blip on the radar screen at all. He is an 11-game starter in Major League Baseball. That is enough time for this league to adjust and to change, and he's adjusted right back to them. They have not figured out Noah Cameron yet. And you keep waiting for it. Like, maybe this will be the day where the league – and they don't. And that's how – I mean, I'm telling you what, this guy has been a huge – huge surprise.
We go back to the text line for a start bench cut as we try to engage with you to stay relatable as possible in this conversation. They go start bench cut. Sydney Sweeney, Livy Dunn, or Jennifer Aniston. Tough for Bobby.
Yeah, it is.
Because there's OG queens on this list.
Boy, and Jennifer Aniston just looks so good.
She
every
did the
year
reverse
of her
Will Smith. She's gotten better with age.
Yeah, but she hasn't aged.
She went from Rachel to Rachel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she does. She looks awesome.
Along
so I'm going to
Polly.
Yeah. Jennifer Aniston, for me, I'm going to start bench Livy Dunn, which is hard to do, and I don't even know who the third person was.
Sydney Brady.
I mean.
Could you imagine?
Well, it's, yeah, Sofia Vergara, it's Sydney Sweeney, it's every girl the past week Tom Brady's just hanging out with.
Nobody is living a better life right now than Tom Brady. You cannot even try to say, oh, I think, no, nobody. There is nobody living a better life than Tom Brady is right now. He's making how many millions of dollars?
Tree Fitty for Fox.
Okay, he's got how many supermodels? He's got how many Super Bowl, like, my God. Take me now and recreate me as Tom Brady.
You can do that with a lot of Botox.
I won't have the football acumen, though.
Yeah, well, your balls aren't deflated. We go to jerseys.
I'm 48.
Baseball jersey, hockey jersey, NFL jersey.
For what purpose?
Wearing.
Wearing baseball, hockey, football.
The hockey jersey's underrated. Hockey it's actually awesome. Really cool.
Yeah.
Like my buddies in college had one that was a Mizzou and one that was KU because they had that, like, what was it?
That little college
face off. And I was so envious of those jerseys. I was like, that's really cool. But would I ever wear it? The baseball jersey is awesome because you can go shirt, no shirt, unbutton, button.
It's more of a shirt, you know, than the others.
I saw a lot of tucked in baseball jerseys.
No, yeah, you can't do that. Now, how many were tucked into cargo shorts?
Because
that's a lose leader right there, man. If you are tucking your jersey in, you're losing. If you're tucking it into the cargos, you're definitely losing.
We'll finish up with these two. We go to the Chiefs yards leader in receiving, Rice, Worthy, Kelsey.
Yep. That's the order.
That's the order?
Yeah, I think so.
You don't want to see Travis Kelce in his last year as a football player lead this team in receiving yards, have like 1,100?
I said it a couple months ago. If that is the case, that is a problem. There's something very bad happened to
this
team.
I think he'll have over 1,000 yards and double-digit touchdowns, but I don't think he'll lead the team.
I'll bet you money he does not have 1,000 yards this year.
All right.
Great. Let's do it.
All right, you're down to lunch. Okay. No, you paid for my Chick-fil-A that one day, so you're all good.
Oh, yeah, we'll count that.
And then we finished with cheese dips. Because my buddy said he went to Jose Pepper's before the Chiefs or the Royals game last night. He's like, it's too hot to eat there, bro. We got to eat inside before we go to the game. White queso, the fake nacho cheese, or the spinaca dip?
Yeah, I'm starting with the espinaca, then I'm going with the white, and then I'm going with the fake cheese at the end.
Smash. I think I agree with those three.
Yep. Same here.
And then the last text one is Powder Blue, City Connect, or Royal Blue?
Royal Blue, City Connect, Powder Blue.
Okay.
Dang, out on the Powder Blues?
They haven't been good with the Powder Blues.
That's fair. That's fair.
Kind of just looking at the results here.
I'll do Royal Blue, Powder, City Connect. That's tough. Those are all great.
And the City Connect are going to be new next year anyway, I believe. So this is the last year, I think, of the Royal City Connects, when we'll have our second round of City Connects.
Last one is just for Bob Fesco, start, bench, cut. St. Louis, Columbia, Missouri, or any other city?
Any other city, I'll start, cut the other two.
That's right.
I'll bench Columbia and cut St. Louis.
Come on, man. Shakespeare's Pizza, underrated. Go get you a slice. That is the Start, Bench, Cut segment brought to you by Jay Southland Tow Service. Get in the know with Jay Southland Tow. Coming up, Scorched Earth, Pat Mahomes, MVP. Bet it now. That's what Mac will tell you here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 965. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Fesco and Dusty, Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty, like it's all with you on this wonderful Tuesday. Has it heated up since this morning, man? It felt great.
It's a little cool in here right now, right?
Yeah. That's just from all the shade. I kid. Let's see. What is the temperature outside that it currently says? 71.
There it is. That's nice.
And it says it feels like 71. High of 65 or high of 85.
Okay. So we got a ways to go.
Or 19 degrees Celsius for one Alex Gold.
That's right. It's going to be 19 today. Yeah. What?
Wait, what? Still that's what the weather says. What's that little label say in the top? Say F or a C? I guess I don't know.
Did you know we have a guy working here named Jacob Mustard?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
He's a hell of a producer.
Is he? I did not know him. He's got the last name of Mustard. I love it. Yeah. That's one of the coolest last names I've ever seen.
I hosted the first show he produced here. He's great.
Yeah.
He's really nice.
She's such a smooth ride.
If you were going to be named after a condiment, what would it be?
Relish.
Dusty Relish.
It's good.
Well, you know what the pitching matchup is on. Yeah. Can you imagine that? You're listening to Dusty Relish and Fesco because I think it's Filter Bubich on Friday, on Wednesday.
No, it's not.
Look it up. Look at the pitching matchup on Wednesday. I think it is. Because they've already played Pittsburgh, right? They played him in Pittsburgh? Correct? So. I'm pretty sure it's Filter Bubich on Wednesday at 6:40. Because Pittsburgh got a hell of a pitching matchup for the Royals. They got Noah Cameron, tonight's Seth Lugo, and then tomorrow's Filter Bubich, right?
I'll have to look. Hang on. Tuesday, Wednesday.
She's such a smooth ride.
Yeah. Filter Bubich.
Oh, Filter Bubich. I didn't filter Bubich.
Tonight we have Filter Bubich as the pitching match. What did you just say?
Tonight's matchup brought to you by the parking spot, Filter Bubich.
It's Filter Bubich.
Yeah.
F-A-L-T, Filter Bubich.
Yeah. That's what the halftime show was when Janet Jackson was on there. We're so mature.
Remember when that was the biggest scandal we were worried about in America?
I didn't stop looking at the TV screen.
Oh, my God. What are the children going to think? Who cares?
Filter Bubich, Steve, is one of the things that happened for a 15-second delay in television. Janet Jackson, one was low and outside.
You should listen to the Lewis Black routine on that. Oh my God, I was dying. It's so funny. He goes, 15-year-old boy, what do you think they're thinking? It's just so good. You'll be rolling Lewis Black on the Janet Jackson.
I don't know.
Do people even remember that anymore? I mean, it was like 05.
I don't know if anybody like
heard of him.
Ever would have believed Justin Timberlake when he was like, oh, it was just a costume malfunction. The line you dropped before you ripped her body part out was, mm-hmm. I'm going to have you naked by the end of this
end
song.
Of this song.
It was a total accident.
Right. Yeah.
I didn't know the sponge was supposed to be wet.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Where is that rehearsal, JT?
Yeah, I'm going to have you naked by the end of this song. Ah!
This is going to hurt the tour.
Congress tour? Got involved. I mean, like, it was what a mess that was.
No.
For nothing.
Somebody says their condiment name would be Tartar. Dusty Tartar would be...
Dusty Tartar. Mac, what would your condiment name be?
Mayo. Mac Mayo?
Yeah, Mac Mayo
Mac
works.
Mayo?
Yeah, Mac Mayo yeah, works.
That's kind of work, like yeah. You think you're O.J. Mayo's kid, you're like, that'd be my dad. That'd be really cool.
Go to USC.
Yeah, get to watch an NBA player sit on the bench. It'd be awesome.
Somebody says there's going to be Worcestershire.
Oh, come on.
That's good.
You're listening to Fesco and Worcestershire here on 96.5.
Especially your name is like Will. Will Worcestershire.
Yeah, you'd live in Mission Hills if you had that
hell
name.
Yes, you would.
You'd be best friends with, what was it, named Walter Pennington?
Yeah, yeah, you'd have a stake in the Royals if you were Walter Worcestershire or Will Worcestershire.
Here comes that Worcestershire kid.
Yeah.
He's a little sweet, but a little sour. A little salty at times, too. Goes great on before, but not after. But no, the Royals will play tonight again at 6:40 against those Pirates. It is Seth Lugo night, so I would assume that you want to see him go out there and shove.
Yeah, you want to see him go out there and shove because it makes his trade value better, too.
And he's been pretty good his last 7 starts.
Yeah, he's been really good. Like, he's a legit big league pitcher, right? Like, that's the guy you want showing up when you've had a couple of days where you haven't won. Like, Seth Lugo's taking the mound. He'd be good for anybody. So, yeah, I think it's important for him to go out there and pitch well and to show everybody that he's a guy that should be traded for.
I know this is, like, super off topic, but did you see Rex Ryan's holiday shirt this weekend?
Is he back?
I don't know if he's back, but he had a shirt on and he's got his wife and somebody else between both of his arms and it just says, just here to bang.
Show me.
What a G.
Yeah.
I love that. Are people pissed at him now?
Oh,
my God. Can you believe Rex Ryan would wear a shirt like that?
It'd be
posed
better,
with his wife?
It'd be better if it just said, please don't blow off your toes. Yeah,
I thought that's where you were going. Had a shirt on with two wives. There was a picture of feet or something on there. But.
Oh, I guess he's with Sage Steele.
Oh.
If Rex Ryan's t-shirt doesn't make your day like it made mine and Sam Ponder. So he's with Samantha Ponder and Sage Steele. Good Lord. Start bench cut. Like, just here to bang with just those veneers, just all white.
And especially working for ESPN wearing that shirt. You know he's going to be called into the boss's office.
Oh, my gosh.
That is fantastic. Rex Ryan is just a legend.
Felter Bubich. So, yeah, but no, the Royals in action tonight. Got to win this one. I think if you win this one, you got to get the brooms ready because then you get your all-star pitcher and Chris Bubich on Wednesday. Vern's on deck show at 5:30. You win his pitch clock segment. You have a chance at tickets to the Mets series, I believe is what he said last night on his postgame show. So the sophomore album continues tonight. Looks like the debut album the last couple of weeks. They played 7 games in July.
Mm-hmm.
They're 5-2.
That's good.
And they're averaging 4.7 runs. They've scored 33 runs in 7 days.
Yeah, keep it going now.
And why are they doing that?
Yeah, because Bobby, Salvi, and Vinny are hitting. It's not rocket science. Like, I think at times people want to make sports harder than it needs to be because we all want to be smarter than everybody else. And we all want to have analytics. And, you know, did you hear what John Kruk talked about analytics the other day?
I'm sure it was great.
Oh, I don't know that I could say it on the radio.
Well, you've done this longer than we have.
Yeah, I think I'm going to stay away. Yeah, if I have to think about it, I'm just going to stay away from it. I'll tell you in the break what he said about it.
Radio is the one place you can't do the say it out loud test.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Every other medium, you can say whatever you want. Radio, yeah, we can't. What were we talking about?
Something you can't say in the air?
The guy who just said something about analytics.
John Kerr. Before that.
Oh,
Salvi, Bobby, and Vinny. We try to make sports harder than it is, right? We try to, this stat, that stat, create stats, invent stats, nerds. Here we sit when the three most important people on your team do their job to their abilities, you have an easier time to win. It's not rocket science. It shouldn't be hard. And that's one of the things that has changed in sports, you know, in my lifetime. We've tried to make this way too hard. We've tried to allow this to be a playground for the nerds, and it's not, and it shouldn't be. And when you make things easy and you just do the simple stuff, you tend to have success. And I think that's, you know, that's a life lesson too. Don't make things too hard. Slow things down. Make things easy. Stop trying to be a genius. Stop trying to justify stats and all this other kind of crap that just doesn't matter. When your three guys that are paid the most are out there and performing, you're going to win games. It's like that with any sport.
I don't know. This is another one of those like random sidebar conversations, but this is from ABC News.
Mm-hmm.
TSA to end shoes off policy for airport security screening.
Yeah, effective yesterday.
So you don't have to take your shoes off.
You don't
have
to take your shoes off anymore.
What's your thought on that?
Well, I've always had the pre-check, so I haven't had to do that in a while. I think it's stupid, but whatever. What do I know?
You know? But you can still take your shoes off on the plane. I'm joking.
Well, which I thought was weird because, like, in Europe, you didn't have to take your shoes off. Like, everything's different. It's just, let's have a standardized system.
Well, see, I was wondering about this. So my flight takes off on the 19th at 8 o'clock in the morning. 8 o'clock in the morning. Shouldn't I just wear my swimsuit and, like, sandals to the airport?
Well, now that you can keep your shoes on, I.
Like, wouldn't that be the outfit?
Just
It's going
to
be 90 when I leave.
Yeah.
It's going to be 90 when I arrive because I'm going to fly into Pensacola and then take the 40-minute drive to the Gulf Shores.
You renting a car?
No, I'm the only one not driving. So, depending on how fun and...
How are you getting from Pensacola?
Well, one of my buddies said he might drive to pick me up and take me back.
Oh, that'd be nice. He wants to get away from the family already.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're going on a week long. They're going on a vacation a week before. It's like just their family. And then all of us are going together. And he's like, well, I might just pick you up on when you land. I'm like, well, I land at 10. He goes, perfect. I was like, okay.
You could have said noon. You could have said 4 a.m. It would have been fine.
Yeah.
I got to go get Dusty.
Right.
But that's fine. We'll be fine. It's okay. Nobody needs to go. I'm gone. Right. That will be his 40 minutes of alone time in the car, and it will be the greatest 40 minutes that he spends on that vacation.
He's alone. There'll be four other dads that'll be in the car with him.
Oh, they're all going to go.
We're going to make sure he gets there safe. Where's Dusty going to sit? Top of the car. Have you seen Vacation?
Yeah. He's not a dead ant.
Yeah. Royals in action tonight, game two against those Pittsburgh Pirates. Go get that win with Lugo. But we move on to football because Max says you say this, that you got to put the MVP bet in now for Patrick Mahomes because
we think
that he might go scorched earth.
I would bet every year, I would bet Patrick Mahomes to win the MVP and the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. Pretty good bets. I made some money in the last couple of years off of those bets.
And maybe the reason why is because of the depth in the wide receiver room.
I think it's just going to be, it's going to come from everywhere. I mean, obviously, you got Rasheed being back. He looks great. You have Xavier Worthy, who came on so strong at the end of last year. You have Hollywood Brown healthy again. Guys everywhere. You add in Travis Kelce, a Hall of Famer, and Noah Gray, a great tight end, and everybody that we've added to all those different rooms. Well, we have so many weapons. Let's go out there and just maximize it all. It's not going to be just one person. It's going to be the entire offense going out there and showcasing what the Kansas City Chiefs truly are.
There's a lot of, they did this, free agency, draft, the other teams in the AFC, and I'm like, okay, but the Chiefs are like, I honestly think it might be your deepest receiver room. Would you agree?
She listens.
Yeah, I think that is, it is going to be the deepest. I mean, it's hard to always say, like, you had Tyreek and Travis Kelce, Hall of Famers in the prime of their careers, and that it's hard to always say that it could be deeper than that, but at the same time, it's not the depth. I mean, it's going to be hard to make cuts because we have so many great receivers that we could be 8-9 deep, the guys I can see making the roster, and that's what you want. You want competition. We have that. Brett Veach, Coach Reed have done a great job of bringing guys in, and they've been competing, and we're excited to get to St. Joe, Missouri, and go out there and compete and showcase who we are.
Hell of a plug there at the end of St. Joe. Mm-hmm. Shout out Noah Cameron.
Heck yeah.
But you say, you know, like, you have the receivers to make that room, and Mac, you've listed yours, and I think that we didn't have to respond to that because those, I think, are all the things that we agree with on those receivers making the room, and they are.
Rashee Rice, yeah, the six or seven wide receivers that I think are going to make the roster. Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, Hollywood Brown, Juju, Jalen Royals, and those are the five that are pretty much locks. And then after that, it gets into the discussion. Nico Remigio, and then I think Tyquan Thornton has a good chance to make this roster. But
who the hell is he?
But he played on your Giants last year. He's a slot receiver. He's a good route runner. And it depends. If Rashee Rice isn't suspended, maybe they don't keep seven. Maybe they just keep six.
How many do we normally keep on a wide receiver
roster? Five or six.
Yeah. Seven's a lot.
How many running backs are they keeping? Are they keeping all of them?
Three.
They'll do three, yeah.
So Kareem,
Pacheco,
and Burchard.
The kid they drafted?
Burchard.
So Elijah Mitchell's out.
I think Elijah Mitchell's out. Probably
Carson
practice.
Steele's practice squad?
Well,
yeah. Carson Steele's for sure practice.
Yeah, Carson Steele's not part of the equation. I don't
Y'all
think.
Remember they got Elijah Mitchell, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Elijah just, Mitchell. Yeah, Elijah Mitchell.
And then sign Hunt really fast.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I know.
End of February.
I think you need to keep all four of those guys, though, just from a depth standpoint.
I
right?
agree.
Like, we've seen the running back position, you know, how it goes here. You probably need all four of those guys. So if you're going to, and I don't even know if that's keeping an extra running back on the roster,
yeah.
right? But if you're going to go, say it is. Say you normally keep three, right? Mm. You're going to keep four. Then where are you going to have one less position player? Is it wide receiver? Is it tight end? Is it offensive line?
Keep three tight ends.
Three?
I think
Gray,
they'll do three.
Kelsey, and then Jared Wiley?
Yeah. I don't think they'd keep four because, I mean.
Who is the fourth?
Would it be Hendershot still?
Yeah, that's fine, gone.
Yeah, it's going to be, I mean, Fortson's hurt. It's going to be someone like that.
He's still a thing.
He's still a thing.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You better believe it.
Oh, my brother brought him up the other day.
No, he didn't.
Of course.
Why?
Yes.
In, like, jest or, like?
I can't let it go. It was jest, but he also, okay. deep down, he does still wish good things for Jody.
Like, okay, fine.
Yeah. Yeah, hope good things, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. Jody can have good things, right? Not here.
No, I think keeping four running backs is the right call because it's a strength yeah. and a weakness, but it's both the same in that, to me, if you told me any one of those four names are the bell cow by week five, I'd believe you. If you told me Elijah Mitchell's RB1 by week five, I'd absolutely believe you.
You were going to cut him 2 minutes ago.
Well, yeah, because if we're only keeping three, but I put him on the practice squad. But if you told me Breshard Smith lights up and as a rookie or whatever, Pacheco's back to being that middling running back, yeah, I'd be the most surprised, I guess, by Kareem Hunt. But any
what
of those guys have a chance.
What do you expect out of that guy this year?
30 I mean, like, shorts, goal line.
Yeah, not much, right? Like, so I want to kind of like set expectations because if Kareem Hunt, you know, doesn't do what you want him to do by October and everybody's screaming, you know, get rid of Kareem Hunt, what the hell was your expectation for Kareem yeah. Hunt this year, you know? I wouldn't expect him as a 1,000-yard bell cow running back or anything like that. I'm with what Dusty said. I'm 3 yards in a cloud of dust when I need two, you know?
I mean, just because your role doesn't necessarily move the needle, your role can be vastly important if mm-hmm. you're Kareem Hunt because mm-hmm. what's your biggest gripe for the last 3 years?
Can't get a yard.
Right? Get to the goal line. You know, second and goal from the three. Kareem Hunt, you've got three cracks of this. Second,
go.
Third, and fourth. And if you can't get that in there, like, I don't know what your excuse is, but
right.
like, that's what his role is. And, you know, it's like, it's almost like you treat these running backs like you would treat a bullpen. Right, like you've got your
that's mid relief.
You got your mid relief. You know, you got Isaiah Pacheco. He's going to be the guy that's going to, you know, take the breaks out of the passing game, which I think is going to be electric this year with all the numbers that are there that would say that it would be on mm-hmm. paper. And Kareem Hunt is your airsay guy, right? You go in there and get the stop that you need. Hey, it's third and one from the 48. We're a little too far for a field goal. We don't want to punt. We don't want to go for it on fourth down. Just go get me a yard and stop the bleeding, and then move forward, and then. I don't know, maybe the other guy, the rookie that you got out of SMU? No. I always forget where they got that running back out.
Oregon? I can't remember. Breshard Smith?
Maybe he's your, you know, maybe he's your Zerpa guy, right? Like you need something quick and you need something to, you know, get you a little bit of a shock. You're bringing a left-handed specialist that can throw some heat. Maybe that's what you do with this rookie running back that you've drafted. But that's how I've always looked at the way the Chiefs use their running game is
yeah,
that they're
SMU.
They're not supposed to go out there and, you know, blow you away. They, this past season, we asked on Monday after the Super Bowl loss, like, what's one thing you want to see this team get? I want an elite running back. They didn't do that. They went and drafted a guy in the sixth or seventh round. They went and re-signed Kareem Hunt. They're going to have Isaiah Pacheco on a contract year. And as Terrez Paylor always reminded us, you know, who maybe this is a conversation to have another day. Who has the better contract year? Isaiah Pacheco, George Karlaftis.
I think that's a good topic. I don't know the answer to that question right now.
Because, I mean, honestly, like, what's more important? Do you want Isaiah Pacheco to get back to year two Isaiah Pacheco or rookie year Isaiah Pacheco? Or do you want to see Karlaftis go out there and maybe have double-digit sacks this year?
Yeah, the double-digit sacks is good.
Because, I mean, both are going to try to get a contract.
Pacheco, I'm not paying a running back, though.
You're not.
But
somebody will.
Somebody, but I don't think it'll be the Chiefs.
No.
And when I say you're, you know, I'm not. I always refer, I work for the organization, as everybody puts out there and says that I'm just a mouthpiece for them. So I might as well take the credit. But I kid. Sort of, maybe. But no, I wouldn't. To me, I'm looking at this as Pacheco's last year. No more Isaiah Pacheco after this season. That's the way I look at it. You move on. You just kind of churn. He's a seventh round draft pick. You're going to be fine. You find somebody else. You know, they went 15-1 basically last year without Isaiah Pacheco, right? For the most part of the season.
Yes.
You know, so you can solve that running back problem. I'm not concerned about that. I wouldn't even consider, like, at the end of the year, thanks for coming. See you later.
Yeah. We played a lot of audio from Mahomes, who sat down with the wonderful, massively talented Kay Adams, and I think you had mentioned something that she listens. I think Mahomes might have listened to you about what the goal is for this year.
I think it's just us having fun again. I mean, it's always been fun playing on the Kansas City Chiefs, and that's what makes it special. And I feel like last year, I don't want to say it was pressure, but guys wanted to go out there and win every single week, not for the fun in the game, just because we're supposed to. Let's go out there and have fun. I mean, the wins will come if we play the way that we know we can play. We have the talent. We have the coaches. We work harder than anybody in the NFL. So let's go out there and have fun and let the results handle themselves.
Became a job last year, huh? How about that? That's insightful right there by Patrick Mahomes. Guys were just so focused on going out there and winning and not the fun of the game. It's sports, man. It's okay to have fun. I know some fans take it way too serious, and that's sick. But it's okay to have fun, and you need to have fun. When you're doing a job like that, you've got to have that fun. You've got to be loose. You got to be, you know, smiling the whole time. Smile and see how much better you feel when you just smile. So go out there and have fun and play the game like your kids. I keep telling you, it's going to be senior year, man. It's American Pie, Kansas City version, right? Like, we're going to have that this year. It's all going to be about Stifler's mom. It's all going to be about that one last go around. It's all going to be about apple pie. You know, whatever American Pie was that senior year, they lived their best life. That's what's going to happen this year, and they're going to have fun doing it. It is going to be a fun year. That's why I can't wait for this thing to get started.
And both can be true with the conversation that we've just had. If Mahomes is going to have that sort of MVP season, it's going to be fun because they're going to be able to do what they wanted to do the entire time, which is what they did in 18 and 19 when they were able to expand the field via the arm and not throw most of your pass completions at or about 5 yards past or behind the line of scrimmage. And it will be fun for Mahomes to be able to get into that groove again, which, if that's the case, then they're going to be successful and they're going to be having fun doing so as well.
Yeah, and it's been a struggle over the last couple of years to have that fun because there was so much pressure last year on the three-peat. Nobody could have fun last year. And I know from my standpoint, the anxiety I had every week as they were winning games, right? Like that time when they beat Denver and we called you from the bus screaming our heads off, right? That was a release of like just anxiety because, oh my God, I don't want them to lose the game. I was feeling pressure.
Yeah, that wasn't
I can't
fun.
Imagine what they were feeling. Like I was just like, just get these games over, make sure we win. And that's not a good way to live, man. Sports is supposed to be a release. It's supposed to be an enjoyment for everybody out there. And I know if I was feeling the anxiety of winning every game, I can't imagine what they were feeling every single week.
And you could tell, too, in their play. You could tell that it wasn't the same. It didn't have that same sort of...
They were afraid to make mistakes.
Yes, they were, and it forced them to make more. And I want to see Mahomes roll out of the pocket, not because he's running for his life, but because he's taking an extra second to make that big play down the field.
We haven't seen that roll out where he just kind of settles in.
He's settling in. You know he's about to launch it. The guy's going to be open. It's going to be a great Andy Reid drop, Mahomes magic. Before, he's going out of the pocket. Oh, gosh, he's going to get killed. He's going to get killed. Throw it away. That's what it was all last season. Yeah. Constant stress and anxiety. It's like in Friday Night Lights, the quarterback, Mike, or whatever, they keep having to tell him to have fun, smile. That's what this whole team's...
Tim McGraw. Are you talking about the show or the movie?
The movie.
Oh, yeah.
The movie.
Isn't his dad, Tim McGraw, the quarterback?
He's in one or the other. I can't
remember.
And
he makes him, like, tapes his hands to the ball.
I think it's the movie.
Tapes his hands to the ball.
That's Tim McGraw.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they keep telling him to have fun, smile, and then finally he does, and the whole team does. And that's what the Chiefs need to
do. Yeah, one of my professors, one of my favorite professors, Tom Hedrick, used to tell us all the time, smile when you're calling the game. It changes your inflection. It changes your softness, if you will, of your voice. Just smile.
True.
It's so if you're not smiling and you're not having fun and it's too much pressure, you're not going to be good.
Should be fun.
Imagine if Mahomes had fun last year. They could have gone to the Super Bowl.
They need to have fun like Rex Ryan was having fun.
Oh, God.
By the way, if you didn't know this, 15 years ago today, you want to feel old again? I like doing this to you guys. This makes Mac feel old, actually, for once.
Now, let me guess. Hang on.
Okay, 15 years ago today.
The Big 12 fell apart.
Nope.
No.
It is basketball related.
That's a good guess.
Because it was about that time.
About that time, yeah.
Because I remember Josh was on vacation and did not have any clue this was happening.
I saw it, so I'm not going to say it.
Oh, the decision, LeBron.
Yep. 15 years ago today, LeBron took his talents to South Beach.
Yeah.
15 years ago. You were 11. Yeah, dude. Almost 12.
Yeah.
Now you're a growing boy.
And you're wondering how you could ride LeBron's coattails for the rest of your life, right?
Yeah.
Did you even remember that?
Oh yeah, for sure.
You do. Okay.
Yeah, I was into it then.
Oh, my bad. Tim McGraw's the dad of the fullback, not the quarterback.
Okay.
We'll wrap this show up on the other side and get you set up for tomorrow as well here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr. and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Up here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well on 96.5 The Fan. Coming up next, Cody Golden Drew from 10 to 2. And then The Drive from 2 until 5:30. And Vern's On Deck show takes place as the Royals go for the second game in the Pittsburgh series tonight with Seth Lugo on the mound.
Total throwback to before the show even started. Why do I have Neil Smith's Wikipedia page open today?
Because I talked about it at the beginning of the show. I just found a video on Twitter where they were talking to his mom about a post-game show during a post-game interview.
Ah, okay.
And then we were looking up how old he is today.
Yeah, 59 years old, right, is Neil. And he only played 3 years in Denver, and then that last year in San Diego in 2000. You're like, I think he was cut. Yeah, he was. 10 games and 6 tackles in those 10 games. It was probably, on
to the... I didn't know that happened.
I don't remember him playing for the Chargers at all. No recollection of that at all. None.
So he played for three...
He played for every team in the West, basically. Yeah, he played for Kansas City, Denver, San Diego. Nice. He didn't play for the Raiders in Seattle. He could have played for at the time before they moved over. So, yeah, he got 3 of the 5 of his era. He played for the whole division, basically. That's kind of cool.
I want to bring this up because I saw, and it's the end of the show, we get to have a little bit of fun. It's also the summer. I saw a list of the top movies of the last 25 years. Number one was The Dark Knight.
Okay.
What's a better 2-minute intro to a movie? The Dark Knight or Saving Private Ryan?
Well, Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah. Saving Private Ryan's top 5 movies.
I mean, I put Full Metal Jacket on there as well for an opening. Yeah, watch that.
Goodbye, my sweetheart.
I think what
Hello,
else?
Vietnam. The Dark Knight intro is insane.
It's incredible.
The fact that it's orchestrated by one man to like knock everybody out one by one to where there's only one man standing and it's the Joker and they're all wearing the same mask and they're all in a bank and they're all doing this.
Yes.
That's funny. The same guy told me the same. Like, no, wait. And then it comes down to the very end and the Joker walks out with all the money in himself. He walks out in the bus and it perfectly goes in line for the school. That intro is
so
nuts.
Good.
But the Saving Private Ryan one is just, there's no dialogue. I will say, I forget what is the name of that movie with Daniel Day-Lewis?
Last of the Mohegans?
No, it's the one where he's an oil man. My name is Daniel Plainfield. There Will Be Blood.
Okay.
I think it's the first literally 10 or 15 minutes. There is not one form of dialogue. It is just hint. So have you ever seen this movie?
I've never even heard of this movie.
Okay. It's called There Will Be Blood. Very good movie. It's about a man who has an oil rig and he finds it and then he becomes this, huge tycoon, right? And in the first, 10 minutes of the movie, he's digging and digging, no words, and it just goes through the process of him finding this whole thing out, and yet you're still there just locked to the screen. Like, that's when I was like, when I saw that movie, I was like, Daniel Day-Lewis is a pretty good actor. Because I've seen him in the Salem Witch Trial movies. Mm-hmm. The Last of the Mohicans is great.
That's a name you don't even hear anymore. Is he dead?
No, he's done.
Oh, he's just done.
I think his last movie was the Lincoln movie.
Really?
I think. It could be wrong. It might have been another one, but I'm pretty sure because he did. Because, all his characters, he's, one of the, not originals, but he's one of those, diehard method actors. And, he was Bill the Butcher, never broke character on set, played him the whole time. He's in There Will Be Blood, Lincoln, Last Mohicans. I forget what the name of not the Pride and Prejudice. He might have been in that, too. But it's that movie where he's in it with... the girl that's in Stranger Things now, Winona Ryder. And then it's about the Salem Witch Trial. Mm. You should watch that movie, There Will Be Blood.
Okay.
It's a goodie. It's an oldie but a goodie.
With Daniel Day-Lewis, I'm like, God, I don't feel like he's,
And then you'll know what I mean when I reference the milkshake scene.
Okay.
So it's interesting. It's a very good movie, though.
He's retired twice from acting, once in the 90s to move to Italy to become a shoemaker.
Smart.
Awesome. And then retired in 2017 and now just ended his retirement.
So ran out of money.
Well, I think his son is making a directorial debut, and he wants to go be in his son's directorial debut.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, it'll come out, I think, this year. It's called Anemone? I don't know.
Edamame?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good snack, by the way. I didn't know what it was until great about snack, 2 years ago, and I fell in love. Red Door Grill has
really good edamame.
It's like toasted. It's like grilled.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
And then they put a little soy on it, and you just sit there, and you just edamame'd out, man.
Did you eat the shell flakes the first time?
Nope. Oh, I just squeezed the bean out and eat the bean. Gangs of New York, great movie. Of course it's a great movie. I mean, Leo, Cameron Diaz, Daniel Day. Liam Neeson.
Yeah, everything's coming out with the 20. Like, we're already 25 years into this century.
Well, what is it now? We're closer to 2050 than we are 2000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We passed that last week. We're now closer to 2050 than we are to 2000.
What the hell was that?
Somebody in the text line says, "You will not like There Will Be Blood."
Oh,
I don't know why you wouldn't like that.
Well, because it's usually a 90-minute comedy is all I can handle. You know?
Turn it off, Jen. Put on Wings.
Yeah. Exactly.
No doubt.
I have no problem with that, but that's who I am, though. That's why I'm not a good show watcher. Regularly admit that. You know, we talked about it earlier about releasing shows at once, or I probably would have fallen out of Breaking Bad had it been that I watched it when it was live, because I got to remember to watch it, or back then set the DVR and all that kind of stuff. But if you give me all these episodes, well, then I'm there and they're there, and I can kind of get through them all. That's like with The Quarterback. I'm like, is it going to be one episode at a time?
All at once.
Or all at once.
All at once.
It's all at once.
Mac will have it done, tomorrow night?
Yeah. That's the first thing you're going to do when you get home tonight, right? Or this afternoon, off the pants and watch The Quarterback?
Exactly.
Well, socks first. Yeah.
Throw your socks on the ceiling fan and help somebody else pick them up. And
I know that I'm hard.
Take your pants off and watch The Quarterback.
Yep,
like Joe Burrow.
I do like Joe Burrow.
I do, too. I have no problem with Joe Burrow.
I don't like Joe Burrow, but...
You just don't like him?
Yeah, I mean...
It's because he's...
My fiance thinks he's hot. He beats my football team. He thinks he's the coolest guy ever. Yeah, I don't like that.
Hasn't done that in a long time.
He hasn't done that in a long time. That's just me holding on to
it. No, Crucible. It is. Isn't that crazy?
It is.
Crucible is the name of that movie.
Oh, I read that book when I was growing up.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
We definitely read it. Yeah, and then,
that's a witch.
Yeah.
All right.
How about growing up in those times? Like, watch that stuff about the Salem witch trials. Like, they were just walking around declaring people witches and killing them.
Yep.
Well, how
do we know she's a witch? Well, we'll tie some rocks to her feet, throw it in a pond, and if she floats, she's a witch. Okay.
But she wasn't even green and didn't fly on a broomstick.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, it was weird times.
What is it? Hannah told you she found out Jeff Goldblum was in Independence Day, and she said, is that the wizard?
Yes. Said, that's the wizard? I said, yeah.
Does she know that that's based on The Wizard of Oz?
Of course.
Okay, I'm just making sure. But I mean,
Wizard of Oz
that came out
be...
in the 70s.
Have you guys ever seen The Wiz? Yeah, that's what they said. The Godfather.
That's what AI said. Okay,
I brought that up yesterday because she was using Google. I was like, "Don't look at the AI." They said Wizard of Oz came out in the '70s.
Yeah,
and she was like, "Really? It did?"
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Using that AI stuff is a joke.
It's a joke. How are you a $1 trillion company and you're peddling that out? I don't know.
Yeah, The Crucible. That was a good movie. We read. I'm trying to think. The big books we read when I was in school was like Huck Finn, Tom Sawyer, Lord of the Flies.
The Red Badge of Courage we read.
We read The Scarlet Letter.
Oh, yeah.
I read that.
Yeah, for sure. We read, what was another one we read?
Catcher in the Rye.
The Giver. We read The Giver for sure.
The Giver was great, yeah.
Movie disappointed me.
There was a
Mockingbird
movie that came out. It was based on a book that we had to read about like a all-boys school and, God, what the hell was that?
Rockhurst.
No.
I knew you're
going got it.
You got it. We both America. At the same time just went right there. That's, I think this
funny.
Show's going to be okay, Bob.
We both went as fast as we could. Rockhurst.
Yeah. Hello, America.
Yeah. I was like, And Selmo. I was like, here we go. Right on cue.
What the hell was the name of it? And I love the book and I love the movie and I can't think of what the name of it was now. It's about an all-boys boarding school and, oh, God, what the hell?
What was the bird with Atticus?
To Kill a Mockingbird?
That was another one we read. Animal Farm, definitely ran that one. We read Death of a Salesman.
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard of that book.
You haven't? Broadway show, Death of a Salesman?
I guess I'll have to check that one out. Good? Worth the time? Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I'd watch the movie. I wouldn't read the book.
No doubt.
A separate piece?
That's what it was.
I read the missing piece.
Who came up with that?
I just looked up all boys boarding school book.
Really? And a separate piece came up right away.
First, the several popular books are set in the AI. Funny yeah. enough, helped me out. But several separate piece by John Knowles is a classic.
Yeah.
Hello, America.
That's a good one. Yeah.
All right. See it again tonight.
A separate piece.
Nine more runs, and Seth Lugo shoves, and this team takes a series at home for the first time in God knows
what. Since Columbus was president.
Yeah, since May. Look, we'll do it again tomorrow. Matt Cotrero will join the show. Jay Binkley, let me tell you something here, Dust Man. He'll join the show as well, because I'm coming up on taking him over in the betting show on Vern's show. I hit another one last night, but hey, do something like you can do every day. Go be kind. Go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay safe, stay kind, stay groovy. Coming up next, it's Cody Golden Drew, 10 to 2. Talk to you tomorrow.